the losers. 13 million families will lose an average of £260 a year due to a freeze in working age benefits, tax credits and local housing allowance. Up to 2023 million families will lose an average of £1,000 a year due to cuts in universal credit. The working tax credit cut-off threshold of £6,420 a year reduced to just £3,850 tax credits, and family benefits under universal credit will be limited to the first two children only. Benefit cap reduced to £20,000, £23,000. In London, employment and support allowance to severely disabled people and the long-term sick cut by £30 a week under 25s denied. The national living wage, public sector wages frozen between 2010 and 2015 will be further pegged to a 1% annual rise, i.e. below price inflation. Students from low-waged households will have means-tested grants removed and turned into more debt-laden loans. Housing benefit abolished for 18 to 21-year-olds. More slave labor apprenticeships. And the winners. Big business will enjoy yet another cut in corporation tax, down to 18% by 2020. National insurance bill for companies will also be cut, raising the annual income threshold at which income tax starts to £11,000. Will benefit higher earners. The most defense spending will rise to 2% of GDP total output, £47.7 billion, by 2020, benefiting private armaments companies,